Buddha we consider teacher, showing the method. Real effort must come from individual. So therefore, the training of mind is the key factor for Buddhist practice. Utilize human intelligence maximum way. Through that way, develop deeper understanding. That effect or emotion. Through that way, transform our emotion. So the investigation is very, very important, particularly in the Buddhist tradition.
And when you talk about mind transformation, we're not talking about changing your mind. It's not about taking an opinion on. It's like, I believe in bodhicitta or something. It's actually about changing the very nature of your mind. It's not about having a belief.
Commonly, transform means not change mind, but the concept of view changing. I think, according to this view, many are destructive emotion, afflicted emotion, actually based on wrong view. One of my friend, one American, perhaps I think psychologist, Aaron Beck, he told me when people develop anger, the object appears very negative, but reality, 90% of that negativeness is our own mental projection. So that's exactly Buddhist sort of psychology mentioned that. Like attachment, the object appears 100% nice, but reality not that, our own sort of mental projection. Say, a nice house, we consider something very good and give us pleasant sort of life, comfortable life. When you bought new house, a few days, few weeks, very happy. Then say, oh, new car, a few weeks, even during dream, you dreamt that. After some time, or several months, or year, same house, same building, same car, you feel, oh, bad. I want something new. So there, you see some kind of wrong view. Is something absolute nice? Reality, not. It depends your own views, or depend on many other factors, not absolute. So that also, like good thing, where we develop attachment or desire, a negative thing, from where you see we develop anger, hatred, or these things, is both case wrong views, very much involved. Then, the higher Buddhist philosophical view, then ultimately everything does not exist independently. Every existence due to other factor. So that we call emptiness. And the real meaning of emptiness is interdependency. So therefore, the wrong view acting like basis of all these destructive emotion. So how to remove wrong view? Wrong view remove only through right view develop. So these wrong views, right view, both related with intelligence. So therefore, investigation is extremely important in order to know the reality. While you carry investigation, your mind must be very calm, unbiased. Another important factor is you must look the object through a wider perspective, through different angles. From one angle, from one dimension, you can't see the reality. You must look from holistic view. Calm mind is the basis of proper function of human intelligence. And then other category of emotion, sense of concern of others, strong sort of feeling or concern of well-being of others. Essentially, these brings you inner self-confidence, inner strength. As a result, your mind becoming more strong.
So the initial idea is to calm the emotions.
Yes.
But then ultimate idea of mind transformation is seeking enlightenment, to look for liberation.
Yes, for Buddhists, so yes, like that.
What has been called as
yes.
Nirvana a lot in the West.
That's right.
But what do you mean by the term liberated mind?
Liberated mind, I think many levels. Sometimes I call the 7 billion human beings on this planet becoming more or less equal, more prosperity, no violence. That can describe moksha or nirvana of the world. Or nirvana of the group of people, or humanity, or society, or yes, humanity. Then, of course, from that, I think very much related with secular principle. Think about humanity, about the world. Peaceful, even some problems there, disagreement there. Try to solve through human way. That means through dialogue, through talk. Never touch weapon. I think the method, since early human history, you see, the force, weapon, become part of the instrument to solve problem. That's outdated. Now today, because of the population and also the society, global economy, environment, various factors, now reality much change. So therefore, the old concept, several thousand year old sort of concept, when we face some disagreement or different interest, how to solve that through use, force, that outdated. And I always say, 20th century becomes century of violence. Now, this 21st century should be century of dialogue. So, these are principal matter of secular ethics. So, that level also some level of liberation. In order to achieve that, individual liberation, very necessary. All these must come from individual effort. So, individual person, through sort of investigation, try to reduce this destructive emotion, increase sense of concern of others' well-being. Sense of concern of others' well-being actually brings tremendous sort of self-comfort. Occasionally, if the other side, some negative things happen, then you have every right to take countermeasure. But basically, you see, mentally, you see, you create some kind of positive atmosphere, positive sort of environment. So you get much, much happier. Then, as a human nature, I think if you sincerely show your sort of openness, appreciation of the other's right, respect other's right, and show your genuine sense of concern of their well-being, I think, except some very foolish person, otherwise, you see, eventually, gradually, people also sort of showing similar attitude. That's the way. So that's the way, you see, to change our society, change our community, change humanity in order to achieve liberation of global level. First, some kind of liberation, individual level. Yes, sometimes I also feel so many problems. Then I feel helpless. But then I think, use my intelligence, yes, we have to do something. Who do expect United Nations or some world sort of religious leaders? No. Then answer is myself as an individual, as one of the 7 billion human beings. I must start. Then I can share my own effort with 10 people. 10 people, each people share with another, each one, 10. That means 100. Through that way, 1,000, 10,000, 100,000, million, like that. That, I feel, very important. We should consider individual looks very limited, but change of humanity, change of society, individual is key factor to start, to lead. Society means combination of individual. Humanity also combination of individual. I think our awareness here, you see, not consider about next life or God or these things or Buddha. Then for Buddhist, of course, we have the sort of concept with reasons, the life after life. So this moment, we have precious human body. Precious means this marvelous brain, intelligence. So we must utilize fully this wonderful brain, And then through that way, as I mentioned earlier, lead this life more compassionate way, that actually create guarantee of good life next time. Then training of mind start within this life. Of course, certain sort of quality based on body level, like you see high jump or football, these things, next body may not have this sort of same sort of potential. But mind, still continuation of the mind, although there are differences, you see, because of the biological factor. But still, the essential of the mind, still same continuation. Therefore, my own case, I believe, my previous life, I think I have some sort of familiar about some of the Buddhist philosophy. So this life, without much effort, my understand sometimes quite easily. Some are scholar, through several years of hardship, still when I discuss, seems my knowledge looks better. Although I always discover myself as a lazy student. But still, it's knowledge in certain field, not all field. Then like technology, hopeless. So really hopeless. So that means my previous life, not much of connecting these things. Of course, my previous life, maybe you see these technologies not yet developed. So this life sort of knowledge, one Tibetan master, you see, express, a person even die, going to die this evening, but still worthwhile study, because it's some sort of traces of that knowledge may affect next life. So that's where life after life, intelligence improve, deeper intelligence though. Particularly, you see, intelligence mainly related with deeper level of mind. In daytime, I study and analyze, but sometimes in dream time, the same subject somehow become more clearer than daytime. So this indicates more deeper level of consciousness, more sort of potential to understand things. Through that way, eventually, wisdom sight, understanding sight, deeper, and the wisdom, deeper level of wisdom, its potential to act in counterforce, negative emotion, then increase. Eventually, possibility to eliminate completely all these destructive emotion. That is the, we call, the stage of nirvana. All afflicted emotion completely eliminated from our main mind. Elimination itself is the nirvana. I am Buddhist, so that's supposed my ultimate destination. Not for this life, but eventually that's my destination, ultimate destination. How many generations need, I don't know.
And is liberation something that always takes life after life after life? Some people talk about liberation in a lifetime. Is that possible?
Sometimes I jokingly is telling liberation within a few years is like communist propaganda. Unrealistic. Theoretically, it is possible, but the reality, I think some individual exceptional case, maybe, but otherwise very difficult. Most of Indian sort of masters, as well as the Tibetan masters, several decades, you see, they remain isolated place. And then truly, almost 24 hours, it's a rigorous sort of meditation, training. Sometimes I really feel some of these sort of great spiritual sort of levels. We talk that almost looks like lip service. And any religion, I sort of frankly, publicly, also I express it. Sometimes religions teach us hypocrisy. Say nice things, but not very sincerely, and doing something different.